Page 9 Press presents Faceless Mage, Legends of Abrea, Book 1. Written by Kenley Davidson. Narrated by Vanessa Moyen. Prologue. He awakened into darkness, crushing and total. The last thing he remembered was running through the snow, panting with exhaustion, fleeing from something, with blood running down his arm. He lifted one hand to check for the wound, and found his fingers stiff, difficult to move. No, not stiff. Encased in a rigid glove. A gauntlet. He never wore gauntlets. That same hand fell to his chest and encountered more armor. A breastplate, heavy and uncomfortable. Sitting up, he felt the weight of it pull on his shoulders. And he felt the press of something even against his face. Slowly, he raised both hands to his jaw, somehow feeling no pain from that recently suffered wound. No pull of stitches. Had he dreamed the chase? Dreamed the rivulets of blood down his arms? But he forgot the question of blood when his gauntleted hands touched his face and found only hard, smooth metal. A mask. Stretching from his forehead down to his neck, where it met a gorget. Panic swelled. He tore at the edges of the plate covering his face, but it didn't move. The gauntlets, the chest piece, they would not come off. He tried to surge to his feet and was met by a command in a firm but unfamiliar voice.
Sit.
He sat, without thought or question. But why? He wanted to stand. Wanted to tear off the unfamiliar cage of this armor and discover what had happened since that memory of blood and snow. So he tried again to stand and received another command.
Lie down,
he obeyed. The next command echoed not through the air, but through the burgeoning confusion inside his head.
Stand and open your eyes.
And he did. How had he not realized that his eyes were still closed? The light rushed in, dim and flickering, visible only through narrow slits in the mask that seemed bound to his face. He stood in a round room without windows. There were three tables against the wall, their surfaces fully covered with glassware, papers, books, and other tools of magic. Yes, magic. It, too, flickered dimly all around him. Not the cool, soothing flow of life, but a harsh and grating symphony against his nerves.
Don't move.
And then, he simply couldn't move.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?